What's up, guys? This is Drew again with Backseat Gaming here, and today we're doing a special Backseat movie. So today we are reviewing Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I know it's kind of a kind of older movie that's already came out, but we're just going to jump into it and review it for you guys because it won a bunch of rewards, and we just want to talk about it and talk about our views. But today I have a special guest with me. No Austin, no Momo, no Tommy. It's just going to be me and my special guest. And today it is my youngest brother, Nathaniel.
Hello.
Yeah, I was going to say young. I'm like in my 20s.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, still relatively young.
Still young. Young to me.
Yeah, reviewing this movie I'm excited for that because I've already done a review for it before, but like I'm excited to talk with someone else and do a review for it. And it's not even that irrelevant to do a review for it because it comes out on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot that it's still not out.
Technically. It's out on digital, but the physical copies.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, cool. We're still above the time.
Still with the times, folks. Still with the times.
Sweet. So yeah, we're gonna just break down the movie into certain parts and talk about some highlights and just highlight stuff, and then at the end of it, we'll go over how many out of 5 seats or 10 seats, how many seats does it get?
Yeah.
Sounds good?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So a little bit first, Nate, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'll give an elevator pitch for myself. Nate is an early 20-something movie historian / viewer / lover. So I just kind of, I have a page.
Nate, just keep the mic close to your face. Go ahead.
Okay, like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over.
First time I've ever been with a mic, folks. Yeah, so I have a Stardust page, which...
What is that?
Yeah, you weren't familiar about it until I told
you. I was not.
It's an app you can get where... You can either watch single episodes of TV shows or movies, and you do reviews on them. And the reviews can be anywhere from 3 to 30 seconds. So you just record yourself, give your thoughts, and then it's out there in the universe. Yeah.
Cool. And you're
verified, yes. I'm a Stardust superstar, as it's called. So basically...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it just means a lot of cool stuff. For me, yeah.
And real quick, pitch that handle for our viewers.
Oh, yes.
Our listeners, I should say.
So you'll be able to find me under Nathaniel. If you search Nathaniel Shoemaker, my page is just called Nathaniel. It's got a little like thing about me that says I am a nerdy cinephile who watches the Oscars like normal people watch the Super Bowl, which is very true about me. Also, a cinephile is not someone who has sex with either a movie theater and or cinema. I've gotten both.
Okay.
Yeah. Felt like I need to say that.
You did feel that.
Yeah. I was feeling my way through things, you know?
Cool. So we are going to just, like I said, we're going to jump into this movie. And so the first thing on our show notes, we're going to go over like the start of the movie.
Yeah. So it's we start off with like just a comic book opening.
Wait, once again, keep it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, folks. I feel like I'm wasting people's time.
No, you're good, dude.
Okay, so we start off with a comic book opening with a voiceover from Chris Pine, who plays Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And just basically, he's like, yeah, pretty sure you know the rest, blah, blah, blah. And just talking about how he's been Spider-Man for 10 years. That sounds right?
I think it was 10 years for the first one.
Yep.
Well, let's first talk about how that's the Spider-Man that Sony produced as their Spider-Man, correct?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So is that the Spider-Man that has no web slingers? That has
no. Directly? I think he still has web slingers. I think that whole thing with the Sam Raimi Spider-Man where it's just like the webs coming out of him, mm-hmm. that was just for the Sam Raimi movies. Like that was a choice Sam Raimi made. When those movies came out.
That is so dumb.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. I thought it was way too gross. I think it's cooler that he, like, invented it.
Yeah, I think they tried too hard, for sure, with that whole situation.
Yeah.
Cool. So with that, I like that they like go through like all those old Sony with him dancing.
Yeah,
and being
I like
stupid.
How they acknowledge, yeah, we were dumb 10 years ago. Because yeah. It's nice when a studio does that.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then I like how they introduce Miles. Like the way Miles yeah. Morales was introduced mm-hmm. is pretty cool.
He's just hanging out in his room writing on a greeting sticker and just, you know, just doing his thing, man.
Yeah, just doing his thing.
Yeah, I love
it's pretty cool.
I love getting the vibe that like, oh, this could be an actual person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cuz that's what he felt like. Yeah.
You felt like Miles was an actual person?
Yeah, like I didn't feel like, oh, he's, you know, a comic book or movie archetype that was written specifically for that. Like, I felt like, oh, this could be an actual person that's out there, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and he's listening to Sunflower by Post Malone.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I know. I like that he was, like, drawing, and the art style in the beginning is super key.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's pretty cool. And I like how, like, he was, like, walking through the city, and they show all of his, like, friends and how he was very popular at his other school and how he's starting his new school, which is, like, a boarding school, and how he's not very popular there.
Yeah, yeah. But he still, like, tries to have the demeanor of those same people, but the new people are just not having it because they're like, we don't know you. You're new.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
That's very true.
Yeah. I like the relationship with his father as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in which way?
Well, because, like, it starts out, like, in that scene in the car when he's driving him to school, it starts out with him just being, like, he's trying to talk to him, but he's just kind of, like, not having it, you know? Because he's like, look at that new coffee shop. It's lined up out there. It's like a disco. And he's like, you're so old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that whole scene when he drops him off and he's, like, saying over his cop PA system, you got to say I love you.
Yeah. The way they produce and, like, show the visual of this movie is very modern, which is really cool. Like, things that are, like, popular right now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to age for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'll look back and be like, oh, that was totally, like...
Of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, like, what, 2010 movie or whatever.
Yeah, because, like, nowadays, I feel like it's still a thing that coffee shops are kind of just popping up everywhere with new names. Because why not? Like,
for sure. There definitely are popping up.
Yeah.
Everywhere, but...
Yeah, so we get to the school. He's not having an easy first week, because I think it's established that it's his first week still.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
well, no, it's not his first week. It's like his second week.
Yeah? Oh, I thought it was his first.
No, because I don't think it's his first.
I don't know. I could be
wrong. Because he didn't want to go back, remember?
That's right, yeah. Oh, yeah, because he had to pack again.
Yeah, he didn't want to go back to school. So it's like his second week of this new school.
Okay.
So... Yeah. Which was, and you can tell, like, why he's walking through the streets, like, everyone recognizes him and knows him, but then, like, people at the new school are like, okay.
You're still
brand. But he tries the same way. He says the same stuff. He tries to interact the same way, so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, and then we get the introduction of Uncle Aaron.
Yeah, which... The way that Aaron and him interact is very cool.
Yeah.
It's very, like, oh, you're... I don't know how to pronounce... Like, it's like, oh, you're my... The dad I wish I had, in
exactly.
a sense. Or, like, someone that, like... He felt like his dad was too strict on him.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, I feel like it also has to deal with, like, his dad being like, oh, you got to take down your stickers. Whereas your uncle was like, whoa, you throw these up yet? You know, like, he's more supportive of him wanting to be an artist than his dad, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely interesting the way that they do that.
Yeah.
And they show that. So.
Yeah. So him and his uncle go. They tag up a wall. And then he gets bit by the spider.
Oh, yeah. So his uncle knew where to tag.
He knew a good spot where they wouldn't, like, get caught by police or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By his dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, yeah, and then they tag, right?
Yep. Tag it up.
Which was amazing. That whole scene and the music throughout this movie is very, like, it tells a story as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really cool. The music is like flowing, kind of like Black Panther's music was.
Yeah, like Black Panther or Baby Driver, like those kinds of movies where the music feels like a character, you know? Yeah,
for sure.
And I love that kind of style. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, and then he gets bit by the spider, and then the next morning he like grew some.
Yeah, it's kind of like in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, where the next day he wakes up and he's got abs and he can take off his glasses. Like, yeah. It's similar to that, but just not to that extreme.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool, the way he did that. And then how he's sticking to everything is really funny.
I think I hit puberty. That line killed me.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then he, like, goes back to go look for the spider, and then he finds Spider-Man, which is ironic.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like...
Who'd have thought? Like,
he fell in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He really did. It was all, like, coincidence. Mm-hmm. Like, if he hadn't looked for that spider, none of this would be happening right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is cool.
And then he goes to... What is it?
Well, so he sees Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man's fighting Green Goblin, and he's also fighting the Prowler.
Yeah.
And then the particle thing goes off. Big explosion happens because Kingpin's made a particle accelerator to travel through dimensions, which you find out why later. But then explosion happens. He tells Miles to go, and Kingpin kills Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Which, were you shocked that in a PG movie, they straight up showed Spider-Man die?
I think it was pretty shocking that he, like, pounded him out.
Yeah.
It's not like he was just...
It's not like an off-screen bullet. No, he straight up, like, broke him. Like, yeah.
He kingpinned him.
Yeah.
The way Kingpin...
Boo. Like, no, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the way Kingpin is portrayed, that he's, like, ultra huge and, like, a giant.
He's pure muscle. He's, like, 500 pounds of pure muscle. That's how he is in, like, all the mediums he's portrayed in. Like, Daredevil and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool that he does it like that. And then, like, I think that was really intense.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't see that coming.
No. Like, the first time I saw it in theaters, I heard everyone gasp.
Yeah.
And I heard, like, some people behind me murmurs, like, did that just happen? Like...
Yeah, because I don't think people realize that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, you don't expect Spider-Man to get killed in Spider-Man, especially not in the first 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
And then he just runs away from, what's that villain?
Prowler.
Yeah, and Prowler's, like, music is super intense.
Yeah, his theme that happens every time.
Like, it's so intense,
mm-hmm.
but it's really cool. I like it a lot. It's, like, really
fun. It's got an energy to it, mm-hmm. to where you're, like, and it's distinctive enough, so when you hear it, you're like, oh, where's Prowler, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I also thought it was, like, music. I didn't realize that was him at first. I thought it was just, like, the music sequence mm-hmm. to it, and then I realized, wait, that's actually, like, the noises.
That's noises suit makes. Yeah. Which his suit is very cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so then after he sees Spider-Man gets killed, he hides out in his parents, in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the news report that Spider-Man died. And, like, it just shows the whole city is just in shock.
Yeah, it shows that, like, Spider-Man was a pretty big thing in New York. Like, even though his dad didn't like him because his dad was a cop, and that's, mm-hmm. like, a normal
Which is
story.
Understandable. Like, you don't expect a cop to like a vigilante because they're doing their same job but with no rules, you know?
It's true.
Yeah.
And better.
I mean, they don't want to say it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get the sense that, like, oh, he meant so much to this city, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you get the Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah, because Miles is like, I should probably buy a suit.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I got to step up now.
Yeah.
After having these powers for about a day.
Yeah, not even, it was like 24 hours.
Yeah.
All this happens, which is pretty intense life.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I would be in shock.
Yeah, he goes from 0 to 100, like, really quick.
He goes
then
from
he buys
zero,
this ghetto friggin' suit.
Yeah, that's that's like just merch.
Yeah.
That's for a child's Halloween costume.
Yeah.
From Stanley.
And Stanley is there and tells him that he can't return it if it doesn't fit.
Yeah. And everyone, including me, was shocked that he showed up because this came out right after his death.
Yeah. So Stanley didn't see this?
No. Unfortunately, no.
It's so sad.
I know. It sucks.
He died so young.
Yeah.
No, not
too,
really.
Well, he died too young because he's like Betty White in my head. Like, they're never going to die. And then when it did, you were like, oh, you know.
Well, because how old was Stanley when he passed away?
I think he was 90, somewhere around there.
Was like he was 92 in his 90s. 92 or something.
Like yeah. That. Yeah, something like that. He was old. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens.
Yeah. Death happens, you know. And everyone mourned him, like everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. R.I.P. Stanley. But anyway, we get that, and we get Mary Jane speaking to everyone because it's revealed who Spider-Man was.
So just so you know, Stanley died at 95.
95.
He was 5 years away from 100 years old. So, I mean, jeez. He lived a long life.
He was 5 years away from like a 100th issue. Like, yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And his wife died like a few years prior to that, right?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So his wife's already passed away?
Yeah.
That's got to be rough.
Yeah. But we're getting off topic. We're getting off topic.
We're
let's pedal it back a bit.
Getting sad.
Yeah, we're getting depressed.
But yeah.
So we get Miles going to Peter's grave.
Also, you're wrong about that, Nate.
I'm wrong about what?
I believe Enter the Spider... Wait, we're going to find out.
All right. We're going to take a second to Google here. Yeah. His wife was only... She only appeared with him once. Cameoed with him once in a movie.
Oh, which movie was that?
X-Men Apocalypse.
Ew.
When the new... Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Oh, no, you're right, because it came out in December, and he died in November. Yep. So you're right.
I was exactly right. A month.
Wow. It was, like, almost a month.
So it's possible that he saw it at, like, an early screening thing.
He probably did watch it on his deathbed.
Honestly, yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, I hate the word deathbed. Just makes it... Yeah.
You gotta watch something while you're... But it pretty... Okay, anyways.
Yeah, we're getting off topic. Let's streamline.
We can be depressed about Stanley later. Yeah,
we can cry later.
Okay. So, no more Stanley death.
Okay.
So yeah, he cameoed, which was really sweet. Everyone loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves Stanley's cameos.
Yeah.
What else did we talk about? Blah, 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 blah.
So, he goes to the grave. He goes to Peter Parker's grave.
Yep.
And that's where we meet Peter B. Parker.
Which is
Peter Parker from alternate universe.
Which is pretty much just Nick Miller from New Girl.
Because he's voiced by Nick Miller from New Girl, and he's pretty much just Nick Miller if he got Spider-Man powers.
It's pretty sweet how they like did that.
Yeah. It's very cool. And I like how he's telling him the story, the audience the story, and he's like, I was doing ab crunches, getting strong, and it just shows him eating pizza.
Yeah, like they'd even pretend like that's what he was really doing.
Yeah,
it's awesome. They like made him a lazy Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Which, like, watching this even with my wife, who doesn't even care about this kind of stuff, she loved this because she loves New Girl. So when she was watching it, she was just like dying because she felt like she was watching Nick Miller.
Yeah, it's the best. And I like how the difference of he's been Spider-Man for 22 years as opposed to this universe's Peter Parker, who's only been it for 10.
Yeah, so he's like lived a longer Peter Parker life.
Yeah, and it...
Or a longer Spider-Man life, I should say.
Yeah, and, you know, you could argue because Peter Parker in his like little opening vignette, he's like, I saved the city, fell in love, saved the city again and again. Whereas in his opening vignette, it's like, I saved the city, fell in love, got married, buried Aunt May, had my marriage tested, got divorced. And it's like...
Yeah.
You could argue like that... This new Peter Parker is a little bit jealous of Miles' Peter Parker because, he never had to feel the pain of losing her.
Yeah. So the way that they portrayed it was that, like, when he saw, I mean, there's a scene where they're all in when this Peter Parker's.
At the end when they're in the when they're in the Fisk Tower.
No, when they're in like the Peter Parker's. Miles is Peter Parker's like hideout.
Yeah.
And he sees like all the stuff, and he's like. The whole time he was just like, I have this, but imagine a futon over here. Yeah. And
there's
imagine...
no Jeep. There's no helicopter. I feel bad for this guy. He's pretentious.
Yeah. Like, they kind of like, he was just like acting like he didn't care, but he really was jealous.
Yeah, you know he was jealous.
And then there's the biggest thing when you really understood that he was actually really jealous was when he saw...
the picture of Mary Jane.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, he never messed up like I did.
Yeah. He never messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, before that, though, they go and get the computer.
Yeah. So
from Doc Ock.
Yep, they go to Alchemex, him and Miles.
A girl Doc Ock.
Yes, a female Doc. I loved that. Yeah. Did you see that coming?
Not at all.
Me neither. And then people pointed out, like, oh, yeah, all of her lights in her office are in the shape of octagons, and her glasses are in the shape of octagons, and 35, 3 plus 5 is 8. And I'm like... Oh, how did I not see this coming?
Yeah, there's definitely hints and a lot in what happens in this movie, but they do very well of, like, hiding it.
Yeah.
Unless you know what to look for, exactly. Which you don't until you're, like, second viewing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you never think, oh, female Doc Ock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so they get the computer, and they're running away from Doc Ock and the scientists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also, forgot to mention, in that lab scene, we find out, oh, him being in this alternate universe, his atoms are disintegrating. So he's going to eventually die from being in this universe.
That's the big point, is that him and the other spider ultimate universe...
Spider people. Yeah.
They all have to go back home or they're all going to just melt.
They're on a timer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Because if not, they could have just all hung out.
Yeah. Which adds a lot of stake. To the movie,
mm-hmm.
honestly, because it's not like, oh, we got weeks to train Miles. No, we have days.
Days, or like a day.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, they're running in the forest, which I love the scene before that, because he's like selecting bagels. Because you get the sense of like, oh, he's been doing this so long, he no longer takes any of it seriously.
mm-hmm.
Which I like that character.
Yeah, I think it was pretty cool because like he was just like, well, this is normal.
Yeah.
He's about to say
she has 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then he says it.
Yeah. Stuff like that. It was just really fun.
Yeah. Because they're playing with the genre a bit.
Yeah.
And having fun with it.
We
get the intro to Spider-Gwen. Gwen Stacy.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. And then we get the intro to the Japanese spider.
Yeah, we get girl so too. Yeah, after they meet Spider Gwen, which she's been Spider Woman in her universe for 2 years.
Because her Peter Parker died as well, right?
Yeah. Well, so what happened in the comics, and this is kind of what they're implying, is that she got bit by the spider and her Peter Parker, who was like her best friend, he turned into the lizard and she had to kill him.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what happened in the comics. Spider Gwen, great comics.
Which, can you find the Miles comic?
The Ultimate Comics? Yeah. It's just Spider-Man Ultimate Comics, yeah.
I definitely want to read those. Those sound
for
awesome.
For sure, yeah.
You don't have those, do you?
I don't, unfortunately. Because I read them off of the when we had Amazon with Kindle, you could read the first 3 volumes for free or something like that.
Oh, so you read them all already?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good, man.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, yep, we go and we visit Aunt May. And she takes him down to the lair, which the lair is so cool.
Yeah, the lair is really cool. And it was like in the shed.
Yeah, and there's like over 20 spider suits, right? Just in cases.
Yeah, I don't know. It's super cool. And there is one that had a cape.
Yeah, there was one that had a cape, which was cool.
Which they talk about how... He was going to put a cape on, and then the Nick Spider-Man was like...
No on the cape.
No, we don't do capes.
Yeah. Yeah, the cape suit is from an issue of What If from the 80s, where What If Spider-Man became the Sorcerer Supreme, so if he had Doctor Strange powers.
Oh.
That's what that suit's from, yeah. And you also see the Spider-Man PS4 game suit.
Yes, dude, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I think all those you can get that in the new Spider-Man game. All
yeah,
the suits.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Besides the cape one. I don't think the cape one's in the new game.
Oh.
But they should add it, because why not? But, so we meet all the other Spider-Men, mm-hmm. which is, we got Penny Parker. She's from the future, like 23-something. Mm-hmm. And she's got a psychic link with a spider that lives in a robotic suit her dad made.
A psychic link?
Yeah, she has a psychic link with a spider. That's how she has spider senses.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the spider runs the suit. So that's cool.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that one. They don't really explain that one.
It's a little convoluted and confusing, like her comic. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's very like, oh, all right. Just weird stuff.
And then you got Peter Porker.
Peter Porker, Spider-Ham, voiced by John Mulaney, one of my favorite comedians of all time.
He was a spider that got bit by
He was a spider that got bit by a radioactive pig, mm-hmm. which I love that.
It's a pretty cool concept.
Yeah, because why not?
I need to read those comics.
Oh, they're so funny. It's like Looney Tunes, but with superheroes, man. Like Captain America's cat. It's great.
Oh, okay. So yeah. There's like more than just...
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
It's a whole universe of them being animals. Mm-hmm. So, like, Wolverine, I'm pretty sure, is an actual Wolverine.
Oh.
Yeah. And we get Spider-Man Noir. Can't leave him out.
Oh, yeah.
Voiced by Nicolas Cage.
He was all right.
I wanted more of him, if I have to be honest, because I just liked his 1934 talk.
It was pretty cool. It's just, like, nothing really happened with him that much.
He has one of my favorite reactions to him, which is, is that wind blowing under him? We're in a basement.
Yeah, that part was pretty cool.
Yeah. And he's, why is he in black and white? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because it's his universe, everything is black and white.
Yeah, because it's 34 and he's a PI and he fights Nazis and drinks egg cream milkshakes.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So we meet all of them and they come up with a plan to, you know, destroy the Collider after everybody gets back home.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Common comic book stuff.
Yes.
Speaking of comic books, this is honestly why we have Nate on the show, you guys, today, because Nate is like balls deep into comic books.
I wouldn't have said that, but sure, we can go with that. Yeah, I prefer the term historian or comic file, if you will.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's too fancy for me, but
it's better than balls deep, man. It's better than that. I'll tell you that. Fair. Yeah.
So, yeah, so we got Nate on the show because Nate knows a lot about all this stuff. And
yeah,
I just know some of it, and I can get into it, but I definitely know way more about the gaming stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Maybe not more than Nate, actually, but, like, that's more my specialty than just all the Spider-Man detailed comic book stuff.
Yeah. Pro about being single. You know a lot about crap nobody cares about. Con. You're single.
Facts.
Like, I'm sure you'd know more or just as much as me if you weren't married.
Maybe.
Yeah. You also have a social life, so.
Yeah. Which Nate lacks on.
Just All right. All right. Well, we're getting depressing again, so let's get back to the movie.
So, yeah. So, Peter Parker, they're all... So, they're going to go try to do that.
Yeah, and they initially decide, oh, we're going to have Miles shut it down. Because he can actually live here. But then after assessing him and realizing he's not ready, they decide to have Peter do it.
I think we missed the biggest part at the beginning of this podcast, Nate.
Oh,
we forgot to say.
What happened? What did we do?
We forgot to say spoiler podcast.
Yeah, so we can just edit that in later.
So this is a hardcore spoiler podcast.
We were going to do spoiler free, but it's like, who hasn't seen this, you know?
If you haven't, you shouldn't be listening to this. Well, and then come back and listen to it.
Yeah, how I look at it is if you love this kind of movie, you've already seen it. 100%. And if not, you probably don't care about us talking about it because you probably won't see it ever. So why would you care, you know?
Facts, but you should definitely see it because it's one of the better animated movies of all time.
Oh, best of this year. It won Best Picture of Animation for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which I loved seeing that at the Oscars because Nick Miller was in the background with the face of, did I actually win something?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, it's so funny, man.
Nick Miller is not his real name, though.
Nick Miller is him on the show. His real name is Cenk Johnson. Now yeah. I am embarrassed, and I'm going to go over here and cry. So anyway.
So yeah. So anywho, this is a spoilers.
Yeah. I like how we're saying
30 minutes into it, but you know.
Halfway through. Why not? 30
minutes into it. Why not? So yeah. So then they go and try to destroy the collider. But first.
Yes.
The biggest thing first.
Yes.
Is that Miles goes to his uncle's apartment.
Yeah, because he wants to see him and just, like, fill him in on everything that's happening and all the craziness. Mm-hmm. But that's when we find out, dun, 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 his uncle is the Prowler.
Which, apparently, some people knew that was happening.
That's how it is in the comics.
Wait, did you know that right away?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you read the comics?
Yep, so he's the Prowler in the comics, and also Donald Glover plays Aaron... can't remember his last name, in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, too bad that was just like a joke that never actually happened.
Yeah.
Because everyone wanted him to be Miles.
Yeah, because it all started with the community thing where people on a thread before Amazing Spider-Man came out were like, Donald Glover could be a black Spider-Man, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he ended up voicing Miles Morales in a Spider-Man cartoon for a few episodes.
Well, I didn't even know that. What?
Yeah, it was the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was like seasons 4 and 5 he voiced him.
Of course you would know that.
Again, this is why I'm here.
That's fair.
That's yeah, very fair. Yep. So, and then he got to play his uncle in Homecoming.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, so I didn't know that because I didn't know. And that like shocked me. But even like my wife, she like when she was watching it, she's like, oh, the uncle's a bad guy.
Yep.
She knew. I was like, what the junk? Mm-hmm. How was I the only one that did not realize that? But
oh, yeah.
He's a bad, that's me.
He's a bad guy with a heart of gold. Cause,
sure.
Because later on, when all the villains go to Aunt May's house, because, of course, Miles is followed after he finds out that his uncle's the Prowler.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have the huge fight scene. And then we find... His uncle finds out that Miles is the new Spider-Man, and Kingpin's like, he sees him and he's like, finish it. But obviously he doesn't. So Kingpin kills him. Just shoots him right in the back.
Wait, that happened in this movie?
Yes. Were you watching?
I'm just kidding, I know. Oh, that's so intense.
Yeah.
Kingpin's such a bad person.
Really?
But I like
it's almost like he's a drug lord.
I like that they have Kingpin as the main bad guy. I think that's like, I wanted that to be the main bad guy in the game.
We glossed over something.
What?
Kingpin's motivation of why he's making the
yes. particle. Well, we're going to get to that. The okay. reason why is because he's trying to go back in time to make sure that
his... No, not go back in time. He's trying to... So during a confrontation with Spider-Man, his wife and his son saw it.
I thought it was daughter.
Nope. Son.
What do I think?
Vanessa and Richard Fisk.
Okay.
First appearance in... No, I'm kidding. you were like, yeah, he knows. But so they see it and they leave. And as they're leaving, they get hit by a semi and killed. So his plan...
Oh, yeah. He was trying to save them.
No, not even. His plan is to go to an alternate universe, grab another Fisk's Vanessa and Richard, and just bring them over here. That was his plan.
Oh. That was lame.
Yeah. I mean... I get his reasoning for doing that, but he's got to know, like, it's not the same. Like, unless he finds a universe where he was killed, like, they're not going to go for it.
Yeah, what is he planning on doing? Brainwashing them?
Kidnapping them. Kidnapping them and tying them to chairs.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, if it did happen, then, you know, the bad guy would win, and that only happens in Tarantino movies.
And that only happens in The Last Avengers. Ooh.
Infinity War, yes. Thanos will return, and he will. Yeah.
Ooh.
I told you how I saw a child leave that theater bawling, right?
That doesn't surprise me.
No, no, not even a little bit.
That was an intense movie.
It was.
We didn't talk about that on the podcast.
Oh, you should have.
We should have, but it's all good.
And maybe we can talk about Endgame.
We'll talk about Endgame.
For sure.
But not Captain Marvel, because apparently that...
It's fine. I saw it. It's fine. It has my favorite Stan Lee cameo.
Oh, okay.
That is one major thing I'll give it.
Yeah. Cool. So then, anywho...
Yeah, in any case, Uncle Aaron gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
And he says his final words to Miles, which I don't know all the quote, but it ends with, "You're the best of us," which, again, I cried because I'm a wimp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So he gets killed, and then they all decide that Peter's going to shut down the particle accelerator.
But then what happens?
Well, then they tie up Miles because he's like, "No, I can do it." And they're like, "No, you can't. If you can, do all these things on command," which he still can't, you know?
Yeah.
And then as they go to Fisk Tower, his dad talks to him from the other side of a door.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like, pretty much gives him his motivation to do what he's got to do. And he gets his suit, which, I'm sorry, Miles' suit in this movie, probably one of my favorite Spider-Man suits of all time.
Yeah.
Because he spray paints it up, man.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. He makes it himself, which is pretty sweet.
Because, like, he goes and Aunt May gives him a suit that'll fit him, but then he just makes it his own.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It is probably the coolest Spider-Man. The black is super dope. Yeah,
and I like the design of the spider because it's like a graffiti Day of the Dead kind of style to it.
Yeah, it's very, like, messy looking.
Yeah, but, like, a good messy, mm-hmm. you know? Because when he's first wearing the suit, he's also still wearing all of his other clothes. Like, he's wearing his shorts and his hoodie and his shoes mm-hmm. that he never ties.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyways, then...
If they go to Fisk Tower,
mm-hmm.
and they're able to get in easily because all the butlers are dressed as Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Because
they're doing a benefit as a cover.
Yes, they were.
And it has one of my favorite lines because Gwen Stacy goes, "Ugh, what a pig." And Peter Parker goes, "I'm right here." Yeah. So they get in, and Peter B. Parker talks to this universe's Mary Jane and tries to have a bit of a moment, but it comes off more funny than anything.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the point.
Yeah.
"I should have been there for you to give you bread."
So dumb.
Yeah.
Nick is the best.
Oh, yeah. Again, not his name.
Yeah.
We got to remember the actor's name here. Jake Johnson, my favorite part of Tag.
Cool.
Yeah. So they go down to Fisk Tower. Yeah.
Yep.
And then
they do.
Yep. And Miles shows up mid fight because that's when the hero shows up all the time.
Well, that only makes sense.
Yeah. Exactly. And we get Peter Parker beating the crap out of this universe's Scorpion.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like that.
It was amazing. He just hits him with a mallet like 17 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Dude, the art style is so good in this movie because
we need
to
talk about that, man.
It betrays how much, like, this movie would not be the same if it was live action.
No, not even like a little bit.
But then
they
made it, like, the way they slowed down. Mm-hmm. The production, and they slow down the way everything looks and stuff like that.
So here's where my movie and television historianism comes in handy. The standard frame rate, both for animation and live action in film, is 24 frames per second. So that's 24 images each second. This, they cut it down to half that.
So it's 12.
12 frames per second.
Which is so dope.
Yeah. And it, like,
it slows it down, but you don't notice it until someone says that. And
exactly.
Then now all you guys are going to go look back and be like, oh, mind blown.
That's really slow. Yeah. I do have one friend who will not watch this movie because of that, because he plays video games, and because of, like, all the video games he plays, his mind is trained to be used to, like, 50 frames per second.
Or 60.
Yeah. So as a result of that, he's also sped up all the TV shows he's watched. So he just watches, like, a 24-minute show in, like, 10 minutes.
That's stupid.
Yeah. So now when he watches that, he's like, "I can't. It hurts." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Is he good at video games?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he streams or not, but I know video games are more or less. He plays a lot of Warframe.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the art style, if you look close enough with the animation style, it's all in the dot style that comics used to be in back in the 20s and 30s.
Just super cool.
Yeah. And, like, it's in every scene. Like, it's not like, oh, it's just kind of looks like that. No, it's everywhere.
Which is why it won Best Animated Film of the Year. And it beat, like, Pixar movies this year.
Yeah, it beat Wreck-It Ralph, which
is
Wreck-It Ralph, man. That's a great
I mean, it wasn't as good as the first one, but...
No, not by any stretch. Because it focused more on Disney than video games that time around.
Yeah. But it was pretty good still.
Yeah.
But... So, yeah, the art style is super good.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, this movie is just really good.
It's... Yeah. There's just not many movies like it at all. You know? No. It's like when I first saw, like, Baby Driver, where I was like, this is the only thing I've seen like this ever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how it's shot and how it's made, the production of it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. And I hope Sony does more movies like this. Because it also, they wanted it to feel like a comic, and it does.
Yeah, it really does. I think they got to make, like, another two of this or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think a trilogy would be good. And, like anytime someone punches, you can see a little pow in the corner.
Yeah, or even when he does his spider senses.
Spider sense for the first time.
And it says, look out.
Yeah,
like,
it says, look out
back.
Before a giant thing comes.
It literally looks, or even, like, when he finds out that he is Spider-Man, because then he, like, he's looking at the comic book and he's sticking to it, but it's like all the same, literally all the same situations that happened to him.
Yeah.
And so it was like, it portrayed that so well.
When I also like how after he got bit by the spider, the thought bubbles start showing up, and he even acknowledges, like, why are my thoughts so loud? And it's like, oh, because you're in a comic now.
Pretty much.
Before you were in the real world. Now you're in a comic.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, this movie is very well done, and then at the end of the movie,
so
spoil the whole thing for us.
Oh, happily. So, they're fighting in Fisk Tower. Everybody's pairing off with somebody else, you know, just classic movie fighting stuff. Doc Ock gets killed, I'm pretty sure. She gets killed. She gets freaking hit by a semi.
Yeah, she's dead.
For sure.
No more Doc.
She is a splatter on a windshield. So then Penny gets her suit destroyed, which I guess adds something, you know. It's not like, oh, they all made it out unscathed, you know. So they send everybody home except for Peter and him, because Kingpin shows up. And Peter's like, oh, I'll fight him. You shut down the collider. And then Miles does what Peter did to him, which is like trip him and grab him.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got to go home, man. I got this. And Peter doesn't, he almost doesn't want to go home because he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, he doesn't.
The whole situation.
He doesn't want to go home because now he has to like figure, he has to address his reality.
He has to deal with life.
Mm-hmm.
Like this has been, you get the feeling that this has been a fun half a week for him because he hasn't had to worry about any of his own problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't have to worry about the concept of being a father. But now he's more okay with it because of Miles.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, he sends Peter home, and then we get the Miles versus Kingpin fight, which, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, because you get everything. You get Miles turning invisible. You get Kingpin doing the same thing that he did to the other Spider-Man,
because
like the same motion of both hands going down, and you hear the same sound. And and then the thing that makes him get back up is he sees his dad.
Yeah.
His dad, who has... always never he's never liked Spider-Man because he's a vigilante, but he's looking at him and he's going, get up, Spider-Man.
Yeah, even though he doesn't realize that's Miles.
Exactly. Yeah, which is so good.
Yeah,
and
so good.
He gets up and he beats Kingpin with the shoulder touch.
Yep,
which is what his uncle taught him, of like, hey, you know.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a good scene.
Oh, such a good scene. Yeah, and good performances by everyone in this movie, I think.
Yeah, the cast was very well picked
and
very well just done.
The guy who voices Miles, I don't think I've seen him in anything else before. Not to my knowledge.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a new, relatively new face. But you got Mahershala Ali as his uncle.
Yeah.
And you got, I'm blanking on his name, but he plays a paperboy in Atlanta, which you haven't seen Atlanta, have you?
No.
Oh, that's Donald.
I've seen some of it.
Okay. I'm just pulling up the cast list here real quick. Yeah, Nicolas Cage, Spider-Man Noir. Haley Steinfeld is Spider-Woman. She's been doing a lot. Brian Tyree Henry plays his dad.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris Pine is the original Spider-Man, the 10-year Spider-Man. And yeah, that's Lily Tomlin, which she's in a lot of stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Gotcha.
Yep. And then we get the end credit scene, which end credit scene is cool. Do you remember that?
Kind of.
That's with
I didn't see that this last viewing of it.
Oh, okay. That's with Spider-Man 2099.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes back to the 1967 Spider-Man and does the pointing thing.
Yeah.
You pointed at me. No, you pointed. Yeah. Which, do you think if they make a sequel, they should put both of those Spider-Men in it?
I think so. I don't know if they're going to make a sequel. I think they definitely went in here not really planning on that.
Yeah.
But I feel like at this point, they kind of have to.
Yeah, because you got to give the people what they want, man.
Yeah, the people want it.
Yeah, because I don't think there's any other superhero properties that Sony owns. Because they want to use this animation for more stuff, but I'm just not sure.
Yeah, I feel like they might just do it because at this point, they have to. Because
cash.
They just have, but they just need to keep the same cast. Yeah. And I feel like that whole cast was so well, mm-hmm. like... They loved it so much that they're probably going to keep doing it as well.
What do you think the story would be?
I don't know. I think you can't... It has to do something with Miles is in trouble and they come back somehow.
Yeah. Like, what do you... Or I don't know who could be the main
Nick.
Villain.
Nick could be the main guy, but...
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or Spider-Gwen. She could... It could be her story, maybe. Because that would open the avenue for different villains.
That's true.
Yeah, play around with it. Or it's just all in Spider-Ham's universe.
Yeah, that's true.
They fight Doc Ock, but he's an actual octopus.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. How we doing?
We're doing good. I think overall, it's a definitely must-see.
Yeah.
Must-see, 100%.
If you like superheroes, see it. If you like cool animation movies, see it. If you're an adult, see it. If you have a kid, see it.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you've only seen it once, you should probably purchase it, pick it up.
Yeah, pick it up. It comes out Tuesday, March 19th? Yes, March 19th.
Yes.
6 + 3 = 9. Yes. That's how math works.
March 19th. So yeah. Go pick it up. Go pick it up.
For
so
sure.
Right now, we're going to do our...
Rating
of the show and what we think out of 10 chairs, Nathaniel, how many people would you bring to this movie?
How many people?
The back seat.
Oh, I'd bring 1,000. No, I'd say like if I had 9.5 friends, I'd do that.
It's like 8 or 9 and one really big person. So 8 friends and one big guy?
Yeah, 8 friends and me. Yeah.
Wow.
I knew you were going to say it.
I wasn't
going to
say that.
Really? You weren't? Not even after? Okay.
Not even.
I buy that. Yeah. How much would you give it, man?
I would probably go 9.5 as well.
Yeah.
Cut one of those chairs in half.
Yeah, because I don't...
I want to give it 10, but there's no... I mean,
there's no perfect movie. There's no perfect movie.
Come on. Be honest. I mean... I've given games 10 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Like
Breath of the Wild is for sure a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. I haven't played that one yet.
Okay.
I have a buddy who thinks it's overrated because it's very...
Is this the same buddy?
No, different guy.
Oh, okay. I was going to
say...
Both
play Warframe.
Not be friends with that buddy. It's not... it's definitely not empty.
Yeah.
But whatever. You should... Okay.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild.
I thought Breath of the Wild was for sure 10 out of 10. Also, I think I might have gave Mario Odyssey a 10 out of 10 as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Wasn't that the first thing you did on this
That
podcast?
Was our first review, but we also talked about... I think we mentioned Breath of the Wild as well, but Odyssey was like our first kickoff to the show and stuff like that.
Wow.
And I really think that game still holds up. I haven't played it in a hot minute, but
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll probably buy it at some point in my life. I don't know.
You just borrow mine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But anyways, so that's going to wrap this show up for you. I hope that you enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is Drew. Nathaniel, where can people find you?
You can find me on the Stardust app. Just search Nathaniel Shoemaker. I pop right up.
And again, Stardust is a non-sponsor of the show.
Yeah.
But also... Neither is Spider-Man
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. You almost said Homecoming.
I almost did, but I didn't. Yeah. But yeah, if you go check out Stardust, it's a cool little review site.
Yeah.
That people are starting to just record, like, what is it, like 3 minutes is the most?
3 to 30 seconds is the most.
Is reviews. So yeah. They just do a quick video review, and it's really cool.
Yep. You can do it on movies or single episodes of TV shows. Yep. Yeah. I currently am reviewing Deadly Class, which I can say nothing but good things about this show.
It has flaws, but...
All right, well, we'll just cut that out later. which their season finale is coming out this Wednesday. First season was great. Let's go.
That was super fast.
10 episodes. That's standard for hour-long TV shows nowadays. Cable shows. I guess
that's fair.
Yep, I'm reviewing that, and I'm also reviewing The Expanse right now, which all 3 seasons of that are available on Amazon Prime. Also, not a sponsor of this show. We just like talking about them.
Also, you can... Are you reviewing that Netflix show that just recently came out or no?
Umbrella Academy?
Yeah.
I already reviewed that.
So you...
All 10 episodes of that are up on my channel. The first episode is a spoiler-free, but past that, I kind of just go spoilers. That's just kind of my style.
Gotcha. So yeah, go make sure you go check out Nate's Stardust.
Yep.
He does more reviews and more detail, and it's kind of this same kind of style as Bexy movie of like kind of sci-fi ish and mm-hmm. reviews on that sort of goodness. Yep. I don't know. We might do a review on,
Endgame maybe. Avengers Endgame.
For sure. That game that for sure that movie. But yeah. Also we might do a Captain Marvel if I decide if I want to.
Yeah.
Sit through that.
I'll do that. We can do
but
it.
Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I gave mine the same as 9.5 seats. And then Nate is you also have a Twitter, right?
Yes. I have a recently made Twitter. And by recent I mean this past Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I was able to luck out and get my full name. So you can find me on there at Nathaniel Shoemaker. NathanielShoemaker, all one word. I pretty much just post funny stuff and kind of just do whatever I feel like because making people laugh is kind of the greatest thing on this planet.
And what's your Stardust handle?
Nathaniel, but you can also find it under Nathaniel Shoemaker. It'll also come up in that because like okay. My name is Nathaniel and then the sub name is Nathaniel Shoemaker.
Okay, so either way, it's the same name, spelled yep. The same. Yeah, so make sure you go check out that. You can also find us. As in Backseat Gaming on YouTube, which is our Backseat Gaming YouTube. This might not get posted on there, so make sure you go check out other things up on our YouTube channel. Also, you can go check out our Twitter, which is Backseat Gaming with a Z at the end because someone has our handle and hasn't used it since 2013. So if you're listening and
sell
you don't
your
want
handle
it,
to us,
we might comp that. So yeah. Just let us know. Also, you can find us on our Instagram, which is Backseat Gaming Pod. And you can also find us, you can find me on Drew BS Gaming, which is my Twitch. So you can go find me on Twitch. I stream weekly. What's days? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So after this, me and Nate are actually going to try to do a stream that has never been done before in the history of Drew BS Gaming.
Yeah. This is going to be my first time being on camera and it just being out unto the world, which both terrifies me and excites me.
I mean, that's not even true because
my
Stardust.
Wow. Listen, Nate, guys, I'm not the brightest person. Also, I would like to point out, is the person who has the Backseat Gaming Twitter thing, is that like Tosh?
I have no idea.
Okay, because every time I search Backseat Gaming on YouTube, the old, not Tosh, sorry, the old Smosh segment comes up.
Yeah,
that's
the
channel Smosh used to do.
So the best way to figure us out on YouTube is Backseat Gaming Kickback, which is our podcast show, and that will pop up with our thing. But all of that should be in the notes under this, what's it?
The description?
Under the description of this podcast, so you can find all that stuff. And I'll definitely link in all of Nate's stuff on our iTunes as well, so you can just jump right over to Nate as well. So make sure you go tune into those things. Like I said, Drew BS Gaming on Twitch. You can find that. And it's a weekly streaming service for you. And it's just me. It's not. And sometimes the boys jump in and play Fortnite and stuff with me. So you will hear Momo's voice every once in a while, and Austin and Tommy's as well. And other news, podcasting, anyways, Backseat Gaming Kickback Show will be announcing their, we'll have a next episode hopefully in like next weekend.
Yeah.
So make sure you tune in for that. That's going to be a hot show with all the new and fun things that is coming out in March and February. Because I think we might have missed February. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because you were having audio issues.
Yes. Yeah. I had audio issues, and as you can tell, and as you're listening, I fixed them.
Yeah, we're back, and we're stronger than ever. And
it's true.
I can't wait to be back on the show, if the reception is well.
Yeah, I hope you liked talking Spider-Man 8.
Oh, I did. This was a good time. I needed an excuse to watch this movie again. So
yeah, no, it's a good movie. Make sure you guys go check it out and buy it this Tuesday. This podcast will be uploaded and recorded hopefully by it was recorded by Saturday the before. Hopefully it will be uploaded either Saturday night or Sunday.
Yeah.
And just stay tuned and be excited for what's coming up with Backseat Gaming and Backseat Movie and fun stuff like that.
Yeah. And I hope I get to be on the show again soon.
You shall and you will.
Yay.
Alright guys, this is Drew, BS Gaming, signing out. And with my co-host this evening.
Evening? It's like, it's not even noon.
Don't break the fourth wall completely.
You know me. If the fourth wall is a physical wall, I have like 70 sledgehammers that I'm just chucking at it.
So, yeah, it's the afternoon.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys have a good night, and we will see you next time.
We dated this video. Goodbye.
Bye.